Hi, everybody. It is March 25th, 2019. My name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast, a show where we bring magic to people's lives. How are all of you out there doing this morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever part of the day you are listening? I got a guest coming on for this episode. It's my good friend, Ashley. We actually met 2 years ago, around, I want to say, December of 2017. I was taking private cooking classes with somebody that lives about 45 minutes away from me. And when I went there, this cook that I was doing stuff with, she brought her friend over, and it was Ashley. And I remember one time we made some eggplant parmesan. And I remember Ashley loved it so much after I was done cooking it that she wanted to eat more of it. So the next day she went over to the cook's house, she practically pretty much ate everything, all of it. But over time, you know, we drank some wine and, you know, it was really fun hanging out with her. And then she moved to Los Angeles, and then we just kept in contact through Instagram. And then finally, as I was doing more of the show, she started to see a lot more of the stuff I was doing. And so I asked her, hey, do you want to come on the show and talk like health and working out and fitness? And she was like, hell yeah, I would love to do that. So she's going to be on. We talked for about a good hour or so. And it's going to be chatting back and forth about everything that's going on with the both of us. So you're in for a treat, guys. You know, she's very enthusiastic about stuff like that. She used to be a bikini model. She had to quit after 4 years after she had a back injury. So she's trying to now get back into a good place. And after she had to stop working out for 4 years, now she's trying to get back into the swing of things. And so she kind of found like an inspiration listening to my stuff. So I am a little bit of a personal inspiration. So this is kind of a story of her and a story of me as well. And at the end of the show, I will get back and we'll talk more about some of the stuff you can follow her on Instagram and everything. She doesn't have her own podcast. She's just a friend, but she's trying to learn about this technology stuff because she's very old school. In a sense, she's not really used to, you know, technology yet. I mean, she still has trouble using her phone. But anyway, we're going to take a break for a second. We'll talk about with the sponsor. And then once our sponsor is over, then we'll get right into the show. And then after the chat's over, I'll come back on and we'll talk about some of the where you can find her and the other places where you can find me. So I'll see you in a bit, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, I just got finished eating lunch.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, because it's like 1:30 there.
Yeah. And I finished my 5 miles beforehand, so I was really, really hungry.
Oh, man, I bet.
How are you doing?
Oh, a little stressed.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's got to suck. You had to go back and try to find it.
Well, I left it at my house and I was going to go to my mom's house. So I left this morning and then I was already like most of the way there. And she's like an hour and a half away from me. And then I went to go get gas and I was like, wait a minute, where's my ATM card? And then I was like looking everywhere for my purse. And then I went to go get my phone to see if I could call somebody. And I was like, oh shit, I don't even have my phone. So that's not good. So I drive an hour and a half back.
Oh my god! So it's like extra gas that you had to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But the people are really cool at the gas station. They had like you know the Apple Pay thing.
Yes.
Where you can like do that. Well, I remembered my credit card number, so I added it on someone's phone, and then I paid, and then got gas, and then I erased it from his phone. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, so I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. I'm gonna be on the freeway, on the side of the freeway.
We're like, what the hell's going on? What's going on here?
I know, it's like there's something in the water. I never forget my purse. Well, actually, that's a lie. I've lost it like 3 times.
Well, maybe there is something in the water and over there. I was gonna say, because don't you have like a year's supply of water over there?
Pretty much, or like a year's supply of persons.
Okay. So everything's now a year's supply over there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I might as well just be like, okay, I'll go there for like 2 days and then go back.
You'll be good.
Yeah. I would love to go over there because I know there's like a lot of people that actually live in the LA area that do listen to this show. Like that's where most of the people actually listen. And I'm like, oh
fantastic.
Yeah. And they're all like workoutaholics. So
oh, awesome. Do you know what part of LA? Are they like in the Hollywood area or like the Valley?
In the Valley.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in the Valley, kind of close to it.
Okay.
So. You ever come down, you can always come work out with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to because, you know, I've always wanted to. I know that you have like that Orange Theory fitness routine.
Yeah. And I love Orange Theory. I find it to be you get in there, they keep you focused. It's not like you're like, oh, you know, I have 10 more reps. And it's kind of like you're in your head. You don't have enough time to even think about it. You know, like they're pushing you so hard. And so I love that, but I love, you know, my lifting too, because when you lift heavy, it makes you feel really powerful, you know, and after it's like your headspace is so much healthier.
Isn't that the truth? Because when I go to the gym, in fact, I'm definitely going after to this interview, uh-huh. Or I shouldn't say interview, I should say chat. I keep saying that. but no, I'm going to do just cardio and stretching today. And then tomorrow I'm going to add strength training to it. Like right now I'm just focusing on machines.
Right.
And then I'm going to work my way to dumbbells and then to barbells. Cause I haven't been able to do those since I started working out again, because I used to do them all the time.
Right.
And I don't know what you like to specialize in. I know the leg press machine, but that's all I know.
Right now it's kind of funny because when I was competing as a bikini competitor, my upper body was like one of my strongest traits. Like I had a beautiful back, and it's like I've always said that, like I just want my back to be nice and chiseled and like, you know, no flappy arms or like back fat. You know, since I quit working out 4 years ago and I just started, it's kind of funny the transition, because my upper body is way weaker than my lower body. My lower body kept the strength, but my upper body, it's like I could barely curl 10 pounds and I was curling maybe 30 then. And I was just like, why am I so weak? So it's, for me, it's kind of a mental game, you know, because it's like you keep thinking about how strong you used to be and how you aren't that strong after, you know, so it's kind of your head a little bit. But so that's why I also do the Orange Theory thing, because then it's like, all right, I'm going to get my endurance up. And then they do a lot of dumbbell work so that I can focus on my upper body. And the instructors there are super sweet, because they're like, is there anything you're focusing on? Are you injured? Blah, blah, blah. And they really pay attention to you and your goals, like as a class. So, but as far as a workout routine goes, I love the leg press. I absolutely, it's one of my favorite things to do. I do squat, but since I slipped 3 discs in my lower back, my L3 through my S1, my squatting, my hamstrings are not that strong. So I've been working on that. So I just take that exercise super, super slow just to make sure that my form is good. And, you know, I don't overload any weight. And actually, I started squatting just with dumbbells on the side. And that's been helping a lot, you know, and I do a lot of one-legged exercises. Leg extension is one of my favorites. And in between that, I'll do like little, and that really gets your heart rate going. And then for my upper body, just a good old fashioned, my favorites. So I bought a bunch of bands that help with that since I am so weak. But I mean, even within, let's say, 2 weeks, I have seen a significant difference. So I'm kind of like an old school bodybuilder. You know, I'm not into all the whole, like, you need to jump around and like push this bar dumbbell above your head and then rub your tummy and bounce on one foot at one time. Like, I just can't. My brain doesn't work that way.
That's the new school? I didn't think that there was even a thing like that.
Well, in my head, that's what it looks like. I'm like, what are they doing? And box are my least favorite thing to do, because my shins, literally, I still have like major bruising from every time I did a box jump and fell over, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners can attest to that. And burpees. Burpees are one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, that's like my least favorite thing to do.
You know, I'll Actually, we were talking about this on the phone. Like, I will do one thing in my house and I'll do 50 squats or like 10 burpees in between and then go do something else. And, so I get my workout in and I feel good. And I feel more productive throughout the day.
No, I mean that's beneficial because they say burpees are like the best thing to do, like to because it works every single part of your body.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do a modified burpee because I can't jump that like I used to. So I have to literally, like, as soon as I jump in the air, I have to try to, slowly get to a push down position, do it, and then slowly get back up and then jump again.
Well, you can even do like mountain climbers in between two if you don't want to jump as a modification if you if you're not a huge jumper. And I used to do that too after my back was injured. I was like, I'm gonna get in the gym. And so but I couldn't jump to save my life at all. So I just did a few mountain climbers on the bottom and then, stood up and then did it again. And that helped a little bit. So
Okay. I'll have to see if there's any like room in the boxing gym where I can do mountain climbers. There probably is.
yeah, and then
So.
even what was I gonna do? You could even like use a resistance band while you're trying to do them, just to focus to keep your knees in and your form good.
No, I was thinking of actually getting a resistance band because I've heard that a lot of athletes have started using it to sort of keep their muscles healthy while they're either relaxing it during like in between sets or when they're doing like a physical activity like a game or whatever like they're still healthy and then you don't get injured as much.
Right. There's a company called TaylorMade Bands. I mean, everyone's coming out with resistance bands now. But I've noticed that they're really good and they keep their they don't become too stretchy, And when you wash them, they smell better. But like and also they're really thick, so they don't roll into the back of your knees. Like the little rubber resistance bands, they always like roll up and then get like caught in my pants or, it's like it starts to strangle my legs. I said there's these bands by this married couple. They're called Obey the Booty Belt and they're out of San Jose and her name is Michelle Hurst. And I can't think of his first name right now. But they're amazing also. And they send you videos and, on their Instagram, you can follow workouts with their resistance bands. But I've given them amazing reviews as well, so you might want to look into that. And they're really thick too. They're kind of just like tailor-made, just a little bit stronger.
You have to
So
give measurements at all?
no.
Okay.
So you just order it off their website, and then there you go.
All right. Well, that sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
I was worried that you would have to be like, oh no, I gotta get the long ruler out and then try to measure it myself, and I
Oh
don't know if I'm
God.
doing it properly.
Oh no, the long ruler. I think I used to be
Yeah.
hit by that by my teachers. No, I'm just kidding.
And I was like, get the very long one that stretches, and then you gotta, lock it in place, and then you gotta try to stretch it out, and hopefully it doesn't break on your biceps.
Oh yeah, I've seen that happen.
Man.
What are you doing now for your resistance training?
Well, so right now, okay, so this is everything that I'm doing. I'm for my, when I start my workout, I'll do about 20 minutes doing cardio. So I don't do the same machine every time. So I'll like switch it up. But I do every 5 minutes, I'll sprint for a minute. And then for the, like, what was it? Like for the 5 minutes in between, or like, or what was it? Yeah, in the 5 minutes in between, I just keep a regular pace. But for like four times in those 20 minutes, I'll do like a 1 minute sprint and then like a 4 minute thing because I can only go a minute when it comes to sprinting. So, but it helps me break a sweat before I start stretching for about 30 minutes.
Right.
And then after I'm done stretching for 30 minutes, then I start. If it's a strength training day, I'll do that. If not, then I just go straight to the boxing gym and then start doing more cardio.
Do you foam roll at all when you're stretching?
No, I have a calisthenic stretching that I do.
Oh.
So it's just basically all like body weight stretching, and it's probably, and I'm trying to do Pilates too, but my quads are so like tense that I can't really be as flexible as I want to. So that's why I'm trying to do more of it.
Oh, wow. Pilates is really, it's a low impact, but it does a lot for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I was like, I gotta challenge myself to try this.
So then what is your diet looking like? You know,
Okay.
you lost what, 50 pounds?
40.
40, and you're going for another 40?
I'm going for, well, all in total, I'm trying to lose about like the whole journey is like 130, but I've lost 40 of it, so I got 90 more to go. But my next milestone is, yeah, another 40 before I say, hey, I've made my third milestone.
There you go.
So
And what are you doing?
thank you.
What are you doing for your diet again?
I am doing I'm doing protein, fruits, and vegetables.
Okay.
So this morning I had some scrambled eggs and like 2 pieces of apples. And then for lunch I had meatballs and I made some spinach. So I had that as I'm like, yeah, 4 cups of spinach. So I had all that for lunch and I don't know what I'm going to do for dinner. I'm going out, so probably just have some chicken or something
Like,
to compensate.
are you doing like turkey meatballs or beef meatballs?
Doing Italian style.
Mmm. That sounds delicious.
Oh, it is definitely is delicious.
I just got into bison. So I've been making
Oh.
bison burgers. Mrs. Dash, like no salt seasoning. And then I use spinach, well, kind of like a lettuce wrap, but I use spinach, you know, and just kind of cook it with it and put some cheese on it. And there you go. I don't do any buns or anything. And then, of course, like when I wake up, I have oatmeal. It's like a half cup oatmeal and 5 egg whites. But for me to lose weight, I always have to be the person that's on like 6 meals a day, small meals, because my body just retains. It just wants to hold on to everything. So I have to make sure that I'm constantly fueling it and not giving it like too much or too little. So it's my body's a little picky.
No, because what was it for snack? I forgot to do the snack actually, but for snack they make a protein shake, and I'll make like 24 ounces, and then I'll just drink like 12 ounces for each of the snack to help me get some more protein.
That's a great idea. Do you eat almonds also?
I can't eat mixed nuts. I tried it, and I just got sick from it.
Oh, that's not good.
No. No, and I don't have an allergic reaction. It's just like I can't stomach, like there's like it's like mixed nuts I can't stomach, but there's also like vegetables I can't stomach. Like I almost my friend Nina, she made me like some like vegan wrap one time, and then I ate it and then I ended up throwing up.
Was in it that you think you don't like?
It's like the combination of like so many things in one. Like it's like too it was like too much.
Oh, got it. You know what's funny is I'm kind of, when I start eating broccoli, because like broccoli is always on my diet for my coaches, and for some reason I'll get like 2 little trees in and all of a sudden I hate it. Like I don't know why. Like I like the first few bites and then next thing I know I'm like, why am I eating this? This is terrible.
Oh, I got that the same thing from broccoli. Like I'll have a few bites and it's like fine, but then afterwards I'm just like, oh, something's not right. I'm not feeling too good.
I'm loving spinach right now. It's what, like, I chop up some fresh garlic and put avocado oil in it, and it's, I'm loving spinach right now.
Ooh.
And Brussels sprouts, but Brussels sprouts cause you to bloat and to have a lot of gas. So if you're like going somewhere,
Yeah, probably not the best idea.
yeah, so that's why they tell you, like, when you compete, not to use Brussels sprouts because you know you look bloated. And I pretty much stick to like spinach and broccoli and everything that's kind of boring.
Well, I love spinach. Spinach is like my favorite vegetable, and I eat it raw. So,
You know, it was funny because I was thinking about Popeye, you know, the cartoon Popeye. And it's like
yeah.
you would think more kids our age would love spinach because you always saw him eating the freaking spinach. And then he became this strong bodybuilder guy that I
Well,
didn't.
I guess kids don't want to be bodybuilders.
That's true, but he was so strong. And it's like you would think it would be like a positive influence on spinach.
No. I mean, as kids, we were always told like eat the vegetables, but they don't taste good. Don't matter if we got muscles or not. I want to be able to be happy and be free.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Instant gratification lifestyle.
Yes. I mean, that's what social media does. It's like that, it's that instant gratification. Although some of us, that's not enough. So we just try to work on it as much as we can.
One thing with social media and weight loss, like that I've really kind of been hitting on, because I even fell victim to it too. Like when I was, because after I got injured, I was like so depressed. You know, it's like, well, you can't move the same anymore. You can't do these certain things anymore. So it's like I would go on social media in the morning, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm going to use this as motivation. You know, I'm going to find someone that I like can follow and is an inspiration to me. But it actually was almost detrimental to me, because I was trying to say like, oh, I could do that too, or I could do these things also. But it's like, you need to realize that you're not that person, you know, and no. Their journey is their journey and your journey is your journey. And it's like a lot of people, I mean, I have a lot of girlfriends too that do the same thing. It's like, oh, I want to look like this. And it's like, okay, listen, you don't have her genetics, number one. You know? Yeah. So it's like, you can maybe like the way she looks, but you might not look like her, you know? And anyway, so I have to like kind of reel them back in, and it's like, you're gorgeous. You're amazing. Focus on you, focus on what you can do for you. And that's like one thing with social media that I find a lot of people just get distracted with.
Yeah. Because everybody thinks like they can be that, what was it? They can be any shape that they want to if they work on it, but not really taking into the account, like, because there's like three different body types, and you're either lucky to be a mesomorph, but if you're either an endo or an ecto, you know, those are like the two far ends of the spectrum. So you're either one, and even if you work out, you're still probably going to look the same regardless, but you know, you can't let that deter you.
Right. I 100% agree with that. How do you feel about people who go and get like boob jobs or things like that, and then say that they're like all natural?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever encountered somebody that ever has said that, to be quite honest. everybody has said it's all natural. I've never had that feeling. It's like, oh, these don't look fake.
Well, yeah, when I am in the, you know, in the bikini world, it's kind of funny because you have all these people who are like, I'm all natural. And it's like, they're either had plastic surgery or they're on steroids. And it's like, okay, honey, how natural are you? You know?
Yeah.
And I've always wondered that, like, you know, it's like, are you all natural if you've done that? Where's the cutoff?
Yeah. Well, I think for most guys, they probably don't care.
Yeah, men don't think about that stuff, I don't think. Women do.
Well, I mean, also, we kind of.
It's really difficult, though, you know, for women to get to a body fat. That I was at 4% body fat. I normally, normally in life, I'm around like 130, 140. It was hard. It was a hard
time. No.
But, you know, I've always wondered that, because then it's like you have all these girls that are on steroids, like Anavar or like clenbuterol, or, you know, and it's like, they post that they're all natural, but are you really? Because you have a stimulant in your system,
and there's really no way to test it, right?
No, you can through a urine test. That's why there's NPC, and then they have an all natural one too, but I can't think of the name of it. And they drug test you before you even step on stage. I had a friend, she's 55 and she was going through menopause, and she was an all natural bodybuilder, and she put on muscle like that, like within weeks. It was like, oh my gosh, like what are you doing? You know, are you lifting weights in your sleep too? And it's because of her menopause, they had put her on a hormone treatment. And somehow I need to ask her what it is, but somehow it reacted like a steroid, and there was like this whole scandal about it. She lost all of her titles, and now she's like fighting for women who are going through menopause to be able to compete, because, you know, technically that's a steroid.
So, I had no idea.
Yeah, neither did I. And it's like this huge thing. And her name is Tanya. I think her competition name is Tanya Markham, so you could Google it if you wanted to. But now she's fighting for, you know, women with menopause and making it a big thing. And she quit all of the, she quit that organization and started with another one. And the organization's kind of like, oh shoot, you know, maybe we should have like investigated this a little bit more.
No, I would. Because, you know, if you're trying to compete for something and you have no idea that you're taking a steroid, I mean, that's even worse.
Right. And
because then you feel bad.
Yeah, it's doctor prescribed too. So it's like, you know, you trust your doctor, you know, and I'm sure he's not thinking, oh, well, she's a bikini competitor and this might show up as a steroid, you know. So she lost all of her titles and they like shamed her too. There's like a website that has her picture on it. And it's really sad, you know, because it's like she works just as hard as we do too, you know. And I'm sure, like you just said, you didn't know.
It's tough. And they always say, it's like, well, make sure when you go to the doctor, bring like the drugs that, you know, are illegal and make sure that your doctor knows not to prescribe any of those.
Right.
But a lot of times they don't tell you that. So it's like, well, you didn't tell me to do this.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't expect them to, you know, do something if you don't tell them like right away. It's like, oh, hey, before, if you ever going to go see a doctor, here's a list for you. You know, actually help out the contestants a little bit.
You know,
if you're going to try to get the best quality athlete you can.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's actually a very intelligent comment right there. I'm going to eat on that.
Well, I mean, I kind of have a feeling like there's not enough care when it comes to, you know, contestants like that. Like it's a opportunity to get people to be a part of this and, you know, so they can, you know, get some money out of it. And, you know, hey, look at all these models. Here they are. They're competing. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's the look that all that matters. And then, of course, everything comes on top of that. So it's not really a business where they really care too much about the people in general. It's like, okay, let's make a quick buck out of it. So, I mean, if we need to have more care for something like that so that this stuff doesn't happen. And then this doesn't, because it makes them look bad too.
Oh yeah, definitely. I agree with that. I don't know. The competition world's an interesting one.
It is.
But you know, honestly, if you can get more into, if you can use a bikini competition or even if you're in figure or bodybuilding or anything, it's great to step on stage, but it's even better if you can start getting sponsorships out of it, you know? And I kind of mentioned that to you yesterday, and a lot of these girls, they get on stage, their pictures are taken, they post on Instagram, and now these companies are, you know, coming after them to help, you know, promote their company as well, you know, be like, and they're making a lot of money. You know, I know girls that are making, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 a month just on their sponsorships. And they're traveling to all the fitness events. So it's like, make something out of it. Just don't go to like, say you did something and then, you know what I mean? And then drop it, because that world, there's a lot of money in it. So
yeah, I know.
A lot of opportunity, especially with social media.
I know. I'm starting my YouTube channel on Monday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to do like my entire weight loss journey. I'm going to do like a vlog every day. So everybody will get a chance to see what I do, if I'm allowed to even record in places where I think it's okay. And if not, I'll just be like, hey, I'm going to record and then I'll come right back and tell you all about it. And I'll show my food and all that jazz. And I'll even try to challenge myself to try new things like food, like vegetable wise and fruit wise.
Oh, that'd be a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
so eat it's not pineapple? Blind.
Pineapple? Random.
I mean, pineapple's okay. I don't mind pineapple.
Well, I've always heard, and even my coaches told me, they said, always eat pineapple and cottage cheese before you go to sleep. Because the pineapple has digestive enzymes and the cottage cheese is a slow burning protein. So your body is being fueled while you're sleeping.
Yeah. If you're into that. I'm going to try that, because I've been having trouble sleeping. So maybe I'll try that. Let's see what happens. Because I'll have to get past the cottage cheese taste.
Oh man, I just hold my breath. I do not like cottage cheese, but I'm kind of one of the people that I'll do anything to start losing weight.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. If I need to eat this nasty cottage cheese, I'll do it.
Yeah. So after a while, I'd probably get tired of it. I was like, I know it's like your body has to get a tolerance for certain foods. It's like kind of like wine. It's like you have to keep drinking it before it actually starts tasting good. Like I had to learn that the hard way.
I wish I would have never started drinking wine. It's too delicious on the palate. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because they tried to get me to try white wine first, and that was, like, not for me. So I tried Merlot, and I loved it. I'm like, okay, I'll just stick to Italian red wines, because I don't like French, and American is kind of bland to me. So that's, like, trying to find good ones. And so I was like, ooh, Italian red wine's perfect. I'm going to stick to that.
Chiantis?
I love Chiantis.
Okay. I was going to say I have a nice bottle over here. If you come in, no, and you have to open it.
No, I would. Like I said, I like Chiantis.
Oh, sorry to go back real quick about something that you said about sleeping.
Uh-huh.
I'm a huge believer in CBD. I don't know if you are. There's also a supplement that you can take. It's ZMA, and it's like zinc, magnesium, and I always forget what the A stands for. But it helps a lot with sleep.
Oh, okay. I'm looking it up right now. So, okay. Zima. Okay. Oh, okay. It's a magnesium, zinc, magnesium, vitamin B6.
Yeah, it's like a blend, but it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the MA is like magnesium aspartate. Oh, okay. So there's no major side effects according to this article.
No, it's pretty natural.
I'll have to see if like how much it costs.
You can go to like NutriShop. They have one for $18.99. It's not that expensive, and I think you get 60 pills.
Oh, nice. And,
I think at NutriShop you can try a product, and if it doesn't work, as long as it's still halfway full. I know GNC does this. You can return it.
Oh, on Amazon, it's like $20 if you get 180 of them.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Well, thank God for Amazon Prime.
I know, Amazon taking over everything.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, this is perfect. It's like only $20. I can do this for like 3 months. See how good it is.
You should let me know how you like it.
Oh, no. I'll keep you updated.
What other supplements are you taking?
Well, I'm actually on medication. Because I'm going to see a weight loss specialist. So she's prescribed to me a way to, you know, build my testosterone up because I have like too much estrogen in my blood system. So we're trying to get my estrogen down to like normal levels because they're way too high.
Got it. Yeah. You know, I've noticed that in a lot of men, like their testosterone levels are down. And yeah. I've met a lot of older gentlemen that when that happens, you know, their sexual drive also changes and, you know, they start gaining weight and everything else like that. So I know a friend that's actually going through probably the same thing that you're going through right now. He's like, since I had so much estrogen in my body, he's like, I couldn't function. Like it was not good for him.
No. And I'm going to find out in like 2 weeks, like how my blood levels are, because I had blood work done. So I'm hoping that the levels went down. If not, we're going to have to increase the dosage probably because they're probably 2 small milligrams. But yeah, it's just to block the estrogen and get the testosterone going up. But I'm because I've been noticing like my facial hair is like I'm getting more of it. So I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe the testosterone's finally kicking in the areas that I need it.
Is that why you're growing your hair out?
Well, no, that's not the main reason. My main reason for growing it out is because it actually, because, you know, people like it longer. Like people actually like prefer like a hairier version. So I'm just like, okay, so clean cut doesn't work. They like me as the rebellious person.
There you go. I think it's because you have such a stellar personality and now you have this like rebellious hairdo.
Well, no, I had it when I was 20. I mean, I'd have to show you a picture of what I used to look like when I had hair down to my shoulders.
Oh my god, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, wait, I don't even know if I have it on my phone. If I can, I'll try to send it to you. I'll have to try to get it on my phone somehow and send it a text. But yeah, I used to have, in college, I used to have like hair down to my shoulders and I had like a goatee and I was like, oh my god, you look like somebody from Hollywood. So I was just like, okay. And then afterwards I shaved it all off.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking about cutting my hair, but my hair has always been like a staple of how I look. And I feel like if I cut my hair, I'm just going to hate it.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I was just kind of going for like a new look, like rebranding myself a little bit. But
Okay.
like my hair is finally all the way down to my butt. And I've been waiting for this moment. And now I'm like, oh, maybe I should cut it.
I didn't even know the hair can grow all the way down there.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty long right now.
Oh, geez. So, like, how many like ponytail knots do you have to do to keep it?
Well, the initial has two rubber bands. And then, like, if you wanted to put it all the way down, I would say, like, there's six.
Oh, my God. I had a hard, tough time just doing one.
Are you going to pull off a man bun?
Oh, probably for just working out.
You have
so
to.
That my hair...
You have to.
I'll try it. I mean, I'll try anything once. That's like one of my mantras.
Except caviar. Don't do that once. It's disgusting.
Caviar? I've never heard of that.
Caviar? It's like fish egg.
Oh, fish egg. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never had it.
Don't. Just listen to me.
Okay. All right. I don't like fish, so I don't eat fish.
I was at an event. This, like, I want to try it, and I spit it out all over the guy by accident. It's like, oh, that's terrible.
I don't like foods like that. It's especially like those fancy places, because the fancy places, like, I don't think most normal people eat this kind of stuff, so they're not really fully ready for this.
Right.
I was like, can we just stick to like normal food?
When you go out, what do you like mostly look for in your food selections?
Anything that's got a high amount of protein. So if it's chicken, I'll have chicken. If it's steak, it's steak. If I'm in a pizza place, then I'll have a cheat day and I'll just eat pizza.
Oh, pizza sounds so good right now.
Yeah, it does. Usually I indulge every now and then.
Are you a turkey guy or no?
Not really. I mean, it's not one of my favorite meats to have, but, you know, on Thanksgiving I'll eat turkey, but not like normally.
Yeah, I that is like a major food, like between the only food that I can eat is chicken and turkey. So I'll try to make like spaghetti with like all turkey, you know, to get like extra protein, but I'm getting so burnt out on it. And it's like, oh my goodness. I can eat like mahi, but ever since that whole like nuclear thing happened in Japan, I'm kind of not a seafood person.
No. And since then I live in a seafood area, so I'm like surrounded by seafood.
Oh yeah. But the water over there is so yucky too, from like those sugar plants.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know any sugar plants in the area.
There's like the sugar plantations or something. And like, isn't that like why the water turns all green?
I don't know. I usually go to beaches where there is no green water.
Jennifer posted about it, Jennifer Parker. And I was like, oh my God, how is the water so contaminated over there?
Well, Stewart's a lot different from West Palm Beach. We don't get that a lot down here.
I forgot that you're in West Palm. My bad.
Yeah, we're like 45 minutes apart from each other.
Oh my gosh, you drove 45 minutes all the way to get to Stewart for those classes?
Yes. And the wine.
And the wine. That was the best part.
Yeah.
What was the first meal that you made? Wasn't it like eggplant parmesan?
No, that was like our third meal that we made. Like our first one was just like a normal Italian. I think it was, it was like some type of meat dish. And it was like, and then I think we had like some type of pasta with it.
I remember once you made the eggplant parmesan, I was like, yes. I went to Jennifer's house and ate the rest of it.
Yeah. I remember she told me, it's like, yeah, Ashley came over and she ate everything afterwards after the last one. I'm like, oh my goodness. It was that good.
She had a to-go container. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Oh man, I miss that eggplant parm. Even my parents thought it was like, oh my God, this is better than how we make it. So I got to ask her for that recipe again.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And then send me some.
No. I'll send a drone over to get it to you.
There you go.
Or if I'm in the California area, I'll just make it.
There you go. That sounds delicious. Yeah, you can come use my my kitchen.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully you have a good stove and everything, or like a good oven.
I do. Everything's actually new in this house. So
Oh, good.
we did a whole restoration of the house. And so, yeah, you have a brand new stove and a good dishwasher.
Okay, good. So everything can get cleaned properly afterwards.
I have an extra room if you need
All right, good.
it.
I was like, well, that was nice. I'll go just lay out in the street or something. Try to
Oh, there
find a
you
little bit of
go.
like a nice bench.
I'll see you lunging through the streets.
Yeah.
Oh
Oh, homeless in Los Angeles.
man, there's like, so it's kind of interesting. There's this place off of it's like a sports arena park thing, and right in front of it is all these woods, and it's in the city of Van Nuys. It's off of Burbank Boulevard, and literally all these homeless people have built tree houses in the
Huh.
woods. Yeah, it's really interesting. And some of them have, they even have cars. And I'm like, why don't you just sleep in your car? But they
Because
literally have like legit tree houses.
this will probably get too hot in the car.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. And then some of them actually have like, they're full-on professionals. They just like living off the grid.
Oh, so I was gonna say
Yeah, so
because it could be because it's too hot in there, or if they bring somebody over. You know, they don't want to have to be sleeping into something that's not clean.
that's true. That is true. But yeah, it's a really interesting area over there. So when you come, you have to walk by it. It's really, it's genius. Some of them are really brilliant. You know,
Yeah.
they have electricity, and they don't have to pay any taxes, I guess,
No.
or rent.
Or the IRS will just come to the woods and say, guys, we need to regulate this area, so we're gonna have to have
Oh
you
my
guys sign
God.
contracts.
I thought about that too. But you know, the thing that sucks though is that when it rained here, like the other day, it completely floods out and
Oh.
not good.
Oh no, I have a friend over there and she always tells me, it's like every time it rains over here, it's always flooding. And it's like the amount of times we ever get rain over here. I was like, man, you should try to get some of our rain. At least it doesn't flood. But then again, we prepare for it.
But I was saying, like, I always hated that, you know, when I went to go lay out, it was like, wouldn't you know, here comes the rain and the thunder and the lightning. And I was like, I'm from California. We don't have this.
We're not supposed to.
Oh my gosh. And I remember like lightning had hit like right behind the apartment building that I lived in. And it was so loud. I got so scared and I ran inside and everyone was laughing at me.
Also, what were you doing out in a thunderstorm?
Well, because it just like would roll over as soon as I got out there. And it was
Oh, okay. I was like, oh,
like,
you're a storm chaser. Okay.
I'm gonna get my GoPro and jump in my Jeep.
Yeah. I was like, well, I didn't get my 5 miles today. I don't care if it's raining or thundering.
Where do you do that at?
My 5 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. I have several choices. I'll either go to the mall if it's raining, or if I'll go to a park where the nature trail is like it's good on my feet so I don't get blisters, or I go to the beach and I just walk on the sand.
Oh, nice. That's really good for your calves, by the way.
Yes. That's just probably one of the reasons why I'm doing it, 'cause you know my cat I used to get Charlie horses all the time. Now I don't. So I've been working on my calves a lot because they used to be so weak. I'm like, oh, now they're like, now it's like, okay, now I can move a lot more.
Yeah, I used to wear those, what are they called? Vibram shoes. You remember those like five finger or those five toed
Oh,
shoes?
they still have them over here.
Yeah, I used to do that like at the beach or on the sidewalk up there, and I just remember my calves burning like they were just someone lit a fire underneath them. I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? But I heard that that's like the best way to start building up your calf muscles and like your feet to become stronger.
Yes, and that's definitely something that I need because that keeps me moving every single day. And now when I do 5 miles, even when I finished mine today, I'm like, I do not feel any I don't feel any blisters, I don't feel any pain in my legs. Like I could still go if I wanted to, but I only do five miles like 3 days, and the other 3 days I do 10.
Oh my
And then
gosh.
on
The only
Sun
time I ever walked that far was when I was waitressing and I had like one of those step, the pedometer.
Yeah.
And I did like 13 miles, but that's only because I had to, not because I want to.
Oh, well, I do it because I want to.
Yeah, there's a huge difference in that.
No, on Sundays, I only do 2.5. So it's just like I'm balancing everything out. But yeah, Monday through Wednesday, those are my 10-mile days.
Oh, wow. I am so proud of you and congratulations, seriously.
Well, thank you.
You're like a fitspiration to me. Aww. I'm like, you know what? If you can do 10 miles, I can go do 30 minutes on my bike. Like, let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of my friends, and I never thought he would say this to me. He's like, you know, I'm not usually one that goes for inspiration, but you know, anytime I need to look at something, I always look at the stuff that you're doing. And I'm like, you? I never thought you would be saying that. Oh.
Well, isn't it funny? I mean, look at me. I used to be a bodybuilder and a fitness model and all this stuff. And it's like, inspiration in some people that, you know, it's like they used to look up to me and now it's like I'm looking up to them, and it's a good thing.
Oh my goodness. Well, so I was gonna say, like, you know, you can try to do like challenges every so often to keep get some ideas going. Maybe there's some things that we can, like, you know, because I always try to have like somebody to be accountable to, you know. Mm-hmm. So like outside, like somebody that, you know, it's like, oh hey, we're, you know, I'm on this journey, you're on this journey, maybe there's like something we can do where we can give each other challenges every so often.
Well, you know, I that's why I got that Fitbit thing, like the Fitbit watch, because through the app you can do, I mean, you kick my butt every time, but there's an app, you know, and it's like you can do like step challenges or like they have races and things like that, and you can see like who finishes first. So that was kind of fun. I did that with my sister, but then we of it. But yeah, I would love to totally do some kind of challenge, and maybe we can get like some of the listeners to even pop on here and tell them, you know, tell us how they're doing.
Yeah.
Or tell them whatever.
Yeah, because what was it? I have somebody that I bring on every month, and you know, I always like go to, I was like, I always ask you, like, okay, how you doing? Like, how's everything going since the last time we talked? You know, I always try to, you know, I'm helping people out at the same time. So, you know, I always try to keep updated with people and like on how they're doing with their own journeys and seeing like the things that they're struggling with. And it's kind of like psychotherapy because I don't really say anything. I just let them talk. And then they're like, oh my God, epiphany moment.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I think my biggest thing for me is like working through my depression through my injury, you know, or because of my injury. And it's like, you know, kind of like what I mentioned earlier, I'm not that same person, but that doesn't mean that I'm like handicapped or I'm not capable. It's just, I'm so far in my head that it's like, I have to get out. And that's one thing like that I'm working on personally. You know, it's like, okay, you're still strong. You're not as strong, but you're still there, you know? And it's like, I need to be that kind of person that like looks at the little success, like the little successes as a good thing, instead of just beating myself up that it wasn't what it used to be. And so for me, that's where I'm at in my fitness journey is the mental game that I play with myself.
Well, if you ever want to bounce ideas off, if you ever feel like you want to reach out to somebody, you know, I'm always good at like listening to people and, you know, having them bounce ideas and then just having them talk. And then it comes into the, like this moment like, oh, clarity happens. Thank you for helping me with that. So, you know, if you ever feel like you want to message me, you can. I'm throwing that out there.
I totally appreciate that. You know, and I'm sure, you know, you probably have a few listeners that, you know, might be going through the same thing too. So, mm-hmm. You know, if any of them want to message me or whatever, or ask me any questions, they're more than welcome to. And my Instagram is @buff_Ashley. So if anyone has anything too, I'm more than happy to help you as well.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like we all need a little help in this lifetime.
Yeah. Nobody does anything without help, as they say.
Right. So, well, I mean, for you, what was the final, like, what was the final kick in the pants that was like, you know what, I'm going to do this?
I just felt ugly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I quit my job, was because it was like taking so much of a mental and physical toll on me. And then I would look myself in the mirror. I'm like, I just feel really ugly. Like, I want to like feel sexier. I want to look sexier. And I want to, you know, just feel good. So, and, you know, I want to try to get better eating habits so that I don't just teeter off again. So it's like, I can stick with this for the rest of my life, which is why I went to go see a specialist. And, you know, she's like teaching me all these things and, you know, really mental things. And it's really been helping. So that's my main reason.
That's awesome. I mean, I think that's fantastic. I kind of did the same. I kind of, for me, like me finally getting back into the gym after taking 4 years off, it was kind of the same thing. It's like, all right, Ashley, you're starting to pack on a little bit of weight, but also it's like my inner soul was like crying out for me to go work out, you know, and it's like my body needed it, you know?
Oh, of
So
course.
finally it was like, okay, just listen to your body. Your body is telling you what you need. You need to get in the gym and I think you're going to be better. And then I was like, you know what? I'm like, I'm going to do it one day, one day. If I just do this one day this week, I'll be good. And then it turned into every other day. And now it's almost every day. So, you know, for me, like I said, again, it's all mental.
No, I agree with that. So that's why I'm doing it every day, but I'm not doing the same thing every day. I'm just, doing it like a bell curve. I'm like up and down, not always doing the same thing every day. And that works for me because I tried to do the same thing constantly and I ended up hurting myself or ended up tiring myself out because I realized, oh, I don't have the same amount of energy that I think I do. So.
Right. Well, my gosh, I'm like, it's so awesome when you have your personal, I have my own personal inspiration right here on the phone with
Yeah.
me.
Well, I try to be. And I'm like, my main goal in life is to bring magic to people's lives. That's like the number one thing that I want to achieve. And if I can't do it myself, then I can't help anybody else.
Right. You know, but also like, you know, just make sure you don't get lost at your own, and you know, make sure that you're taking care of you too.
Oh no, I do. And I had to take a hiatus for a short bit for like a month to, get myself mentally and checked again. And then by that time I was like, okay. And by the last week I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to go.
Well, that's
Yeah,
fantastic.
if I ever need a break, then I'll just take a break again.
Well, other than that, like, are you going to do any yoga? Like, are you going to, besides the Pilates and the walking and
I've done
everything?
yoga, and yoga is not really my thing. I mean, I found that stretching has really been more helpful than yoga has. So I just stick to stretching like for 30 minutes, like after I do cardio and before I do strength training, because that's helped me lose a lot of weight and I feel lighter. Like I'm noticing parts of my body that are just feeling lighter because I'm stretching everything out and I'm like a lot more limber than I used to be. But I'm not at that point where I want to be, but I'm working towards it. And I do it every day.
Right. As long as you're taking a step in the right direction, not going backwards, you're
No, no,
good.
no. That's like my thing. I was like, I try to evolve every single day. I'm trying to be a better person than I was yesterday.
Oh my goodness, evolving, that word, it's just for me, I noticed in those 4 years, it's like you're not going anywhere. And it's like once you evolve it, it's like your whole life just shuts down.
Yeah.
It's like you're not going anywhere. That's when you start getting frustrated. That's when and it's like I kind of like isolated myself because I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. And then, you know, I think that feeling alone too was motivation for me to get back in the gym too. You know, it's like you need to show progression somewhere.
Yeah. I'm a very progressive person, so I've always felt that yes, progression is the way to go because you can't stay in your own status quo for the rest of your life unless you like really
Right.
being comfortable.
Right. What were you doing for work before?
I was working in the news.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioned
Yeah,
that.
getting up at 3 in the morning, having to hear breaking news every single day was so stressful that, I would gorge myself with food afterwards because it was so demanding.
And are you going to get back into that, or are you kind of just making
No.
strive to do like the YouTube thing and make this kind of your career
No, I'm
choice?
this is my podcasting and the YouTube thing. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna make sure that I listen to you every time you
Okay,
podcast.
I'm gonna hold you to that then.
You're like, wait, Ashley, I can't see your face on my viewers.
Yeah, it's like pop quiz.
Right? What did I talk about?
Yeah, in 4 minutes and 30 seconds, what sentence did I say?
I'm like, oh geez, I can barely remember what I ate
Yeah,
yesterday.
exactly. No, so I got, yeah, so I'm podcasting and then I'm doing YouTube. So I'm going to try to do that every single day if I can. And then I'll just send you links so that you can, you know, you can subscribe to it. So that way you don't miss anything.
That'd be wonderful. I'm trying to teach myself about this whole podcast and YouTube thing. And what is it when you upload it after on the Apple? Because I have an Android, so it's hard for me to listen to podcasts.
Oh, just do. I can give you something that's specific for Android that you can listen through.
Oh, that'd be fantastic!
Yeah,
because I wanted to listen to a few podcasts, but I'm like, wait, I don't have an iPhone, and I'm so like technologically not advanced.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here.
I know how to turn my phone on.
No, that's why we're here.
So, well, other than that, what is your goals? Like, give me 5 goals for this week that you want to achieve.
Okay. Try a new vegetable. See if I can add more to the vegetable repertoire besides spinach. Something that I can tolerate. Something that I don't throw up on. I'm going to try to do boxing 3 times this week. I've only been doing it like once. So I want to really want to see like, oh, what happens when you do it 3 times instead of just one? I heard there's like many different other benefits for that. I'm gonna see if I can do walking 10 miles in a row for 3 days because I've just started that. So I'm gonna be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm gonna see how long, if I can last that long, and if I can, then that's awesome. And the fourth one would be to get myself back mentally to where I was able to do all the things that I used to be able to do before I had to take my hiatus. My fifth goal would be to just be a better person every day, you know, try to always make sure that, you know, I'm always there for the people that are in my life and I'm always there for myself. I'm always smiling at myself in the mirror. I'm always saying I love you to myself. I'm trying to, you know, just be like the best version of Deanie that I can be.
Right. Well, those are amazing goals. So I'm going to ask you at the end of next week.
Okay. Yeah. Hold me to it, please.
I think a few things that I'll focus on this next week is, you know, obviously like hitting my Orange Theory classes maybe 4 times instead of just 20.
Okay. That's a good idea.
And then I want to hit a few PRs with my upper body. I get my lat pull down and in my rows. I really want to see how heavy I can lift so I can kind of get back into it. My third one, I guess, is really focusing on not going into like that negative headspace when things aren't either going my way while I'm working out, or you know what I mean? Or if I'm starting to get frustrated, that it's like, okay, Ashley, you're here and that's good enough, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of just be a self-motivator rather than a self, myself up all the time.
No.
And then I think my fifth one this week, it's been a big one, is I haven't gone to church in forever. Like it's been probably over a year and a half or something like that. And so I think my fifth goal is going to be to hit up a church around my neighborhood. So I think that's where my head will kind of, mind, body and spirit will come together.
Yeah. It's always good to keep a pot, you know, keep yourself, that'll definitely get you out of your negative headspace too.
Right. And I think, you know, me just beating myself up is the biggest thing. It's like, you can, you know, it's just, it's been wearing on me for a long time.
Yeah. And true happiness comes when you're able to, you know, not get into your head so much. And when you can, you know, do things that you're very positive and you feel satisfied with them.
You know what? You posted it on your Instagram. And you said, I think today is like the first day that I looked in the mirror and said, like, I love you.
Yeah.
To yourself. And I was like, how freaking powerful is that? You know, and especially coming from a male too, I feel like a lot of men don't open up about that. You know, it kind of like the concept to me is like when, you know, when a kid cries and it's all, oh, don't cry because you're a big boy, you know? And it's like, I feel like a lot of men don't have the opportunity to open up. And it's like, I saw that and it was such a beautiful thing when I read it. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, no. It kind of opened my eyes to a few things.
Yeah. Cause as men, we were always taught like, look, if you want to truly be successful, you always got to be like strong. You can't like, you can't show any emotion because that's not what's attractive. You know, we always want, you know, people want to see confidence because that's attractive. But a lot of times we ignore what we're really feeling. And, you know, that confidence comes when you're able to be honest with people. And I've found that the more authentic and honest I've been, the more people are starting to like me more.
Right.
I've gotten that from a lot of people, including you. So,
yeah, I mean, I absolutely fell in love with that post. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and it, you know, struck me too. You know, it's like, how many times do you look in the mirror and say, you know what? I love the person that's in front of me, you know, cause I think that's where the self-destruction mind of mine, you know, it's like, oh, don't look in the mirror, cause then you're going to have to see all those negative things. But it's like, you totally have turned that around in your life. Mm-hmm. And now you're pulling all the positives up, and it's really, you know, I think that's more attractive than anything.
Exactly. And I've gotten a lot more, got a lot closer to people because of that. And that's really been, I think that's what's really been the kicker for a lot of this. And I've been getting a lot more positives than what I used to think back then. So this is definitely an improvement for me. And I want to try to, you know, share those experiences with other people. I know sharing them is not the same as actually doing them for other people, but at least I can tell everybody, like, this is what I went through. And, you know, you could try this for yourself. You can challenge yourself for it and see what you can come up with. And if you can't, then I can at least guide you however you can.
When you're in that, like, you know, because obviously all of these changes are new.
Yes.
For you. So when you're kind of in that mind frame of like going back to the old Deanie, how do you stop yourself from doing that? Like, when, you know what I mean? Because everyone, it's so funny how everyone's like, oh, just stop and think before you react. But I'm Spanish. It's not in my genetics to stop and think.
Like, well, I'm Italian, so I know how that feels.
So I'm like, wait a minute, how does this work?
Well, I have a mantra that I go by. Usually anytime I feel like any anger or jealousy or hatred, I always tell myself, like, I'm going to turn this pain and I'm going to turn it into love.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I acknowledge that it's there. I'm acknowledging that it's like present, those negative feelings, and I don't bury them. I acknowledge it's there and I accept it. And then I just try to turn it into love instead of like all the negatives.
Have you ever thought about being a psychologist?
No, but I'd rather use those little bits and pieces that I have and, you know, use them in a different way.
Right. Well, you know, you're on your way. On your way to being something really great and good for people.
I try.
So other than the five goals, is there anything else that you want to put out there for your listeners to hear that they can hold you accountable next week besides those five things?
If there's anything that you don't like about the show, then by all means, please tell me.
Oh, okay. And is there anything that, like, you would want to ask of your listeners? You know, like, hey, if you didn't go walking today, go walking. Yeah. And if you're walking, let me know on my Instagram or like something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if there's, how are you going to challenge yourself this week? What are you going to do differently than what you did yesterday or last week?
Yeah, I actually tell my mom kind of the same thing. I said, what are you going to do to challenge yourself today? You know, that you have, oh, I know what I say to her. What are you going to do to make yourself uncomfortable today?
Yes.
Because I think in our lives, we just get so comfortable with our routine. And it's like, what's that one thing? Like, maybe you can do two more reps when you're working out, or, you know, go ask for that raise that you've been looking for, you know, or, you know, yeah. What I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
And that's really helped her, you know, and I got that from I went to like a wellness program and they said that. And I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense, you know, because I'm just so comfortable in what I'm doing that I'm not challenging myself.
No. That's the whole purpose of life is to keep the challenges going. And if you can't because of everything else that's going on, then, you know, you don't have to go big. You can always do small things.
Well, I'm super excited to hear from your listeners. I'm going to be looking at your IG. I want to see if anyone posts on there.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I always post things. I post multiple things every day. So you'll definitely see a whole bunch. So hopefully you can keep up.
Yeah, right. I'm like, it's too much. It's too much alone.
It's like, God, how much does this man post in one day?
Oh my goodness, trust me. There's a lot of females who post a lot more than you.
Okay, good, good.
I'm like, do you have a job?
Yeah, it's like, this is, well, at least mine will have substance to it. It's not like a selfie or whatever.
Right, you know, and you don't even have to show your naked body or in a bathing suit.
No. No, that's not for Instagram. That's through text only.
Oh, I love a woman's body like the next, but I honestly, sometimes I'm like, do you own any clothes? That's my question. I think you're gorgeous.
Yeah, sometimes we have to, I have to ask men that, like, do you have any other things besides that all the time?
It's like, we get what your chest looks like. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we get it. Yes, we get it. You look good in the Speedo. All right.
Oh my gosh. My friend, he is in love with Speedos. Like, he'll walk around his house in Speedos. And I never knew that Speedos came in so many different colors.
Yes. It's like all the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, it's like lime green with like glitter all over it. I was like, oh my gosh, rhinestones.
So sound more like wrestling trunks now.
I know, right? It's like, what is this?
Oh boy.
Well, is there anything else you want to discuss today?
No, we went for a good hour, actually.
Yeah, we did. And and to your listeners, I apologize. I'm like popcorn, like whatever comes in my into my head, I just start talking about.
No,
so if it's kind of all over the place, that's
no. You'd be a good improviser.
Oh gosh, I went on one interview for Colgate, and they told me to improvise, and you only had 5 seconds, and I said, and you didn't get to do it over either. So I said, if you want to be a wiener, use Colgate, and I meant to say winner.
Oh.
Needless to say, I didn't get the job.
Well, it would be good for any other toothpaste company.
Right? It's like, why would you want to be a wiener, though? I don't know.
I don't know. People could be weird like that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, fetishes. That's a whole different conversation.
Yes, yes, yes. NSFW. Not safe for work.
Yeah. So, well, I had a great time on this podcast, and I hope that your listeners enjoy it, too.
Oh, they will. They always do. They usually do.
You go and post on his IG. I want to read them.
Yeah, by all means, guys.
All right. Well, you have a great day over there in Florida.
You have a good day over in California.
And I'm looking forward to you coming down whenever.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to plan something.
All right. Sounds good. I hope that you have a great day.
And you too, Ash.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it for our show on this Monday, March 25th, 2019. If you want to listen, or if you want to see, rather, Ashley's Instagram, just go to @buff_Ashley. It's also in the description box, so in case you missed that, you can always check it in the description box for later. All the links to all of my podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, rate me how many stars you want, leave a review. On Anchor, you can leave me a voice message if you so desire. And I'm also on the web. So I'm going to be hosting my YouTube show today. So there will be opportunities for you to check me out on YouTube. You'll get to see my weight loss journey, all the things that I do throughout the day, things that I'm now challenging myself to do. So there's all these new things that I'm going to be doing, not just for podcasting, but also for YouTube. So you're going to get double the dose and double the fun. So I'll let you guys get a link to that as soon as I start it today, and then you'll get to see the rest of the videos. All right, guys, I will catch you all tomorrow for another episode of Deanie Truths. My name is Deanie. Enjoy the rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Arrivederci, everybody.